Video?
Hi.
Hello. Hey, Joey, only I'm Frank Adult. You're listening to Comedian Rewatch Recording Report on every Thursday night at 11 p.m. Atlantic time, 7 p.m. Pacific time. You say hi, Joey only.
Hi, Joey only.
Best talk to you, Frank Down. Say hi, Joey. Say hi, Joey only.
Say what?
Hi, Joey only.
Hi, Joey only.
I'm Frank Down. You're listening to Comedian Rewatch Weather Report on every Thursday night. Terrible weather, dude, for Joey only of Wales, British Columbia.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi in Alberta.
Hi, Joey only. Hi, Joey only. Well, because you're coming. You say hi, Joey only.
Say hi. Wave.
Hi.
Do you mind getting a picture?
Don't mind.
Okay, stand right here, Liam. Here. Stand right in front.
And say hi, Joey only. Hi, Joey only.
Hi, Joey only. How's it going?
I'm Frank Adult. You're listening to Comedian Meteorological Weather Report on every Thursday night. Terrible weather to do with Joey only. He lives in Wells, British Columbia.
It's a beautiful day in Sydney.
And Wells, British Columbia, is cool. It's warm air, cold air, fighting each other. You said miserable, Joey only. You're a great weatherman.
You're a great weatherman. Keep it up.
Boom!
There goes the dynamite!
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not. There it is.
Good morning, Prince George, and good afternoon, Winnipeg, Manitoba. This is the Meteorological Report. I'm Joey Only here. You're listening on CFIR 88.7 FM, Prince George, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. You're hearing us at noon in Winnipeg on Mondays on CKUW 95.9 FM. Currently, right now, I have a live stream going on the YouTube. So people on the YouTube will be able to hear us recording this show. We don't do this show live. We record it, pre-record it. So it's Thursday the 7th of July right now. People in Prince George will hear the show on the 9th, and people in Winnipeg will hear us on the 11th. So I have my panel of meteorologists. I'm not sure if I said my name is Joey Only. I'm here in Wells, British Columbia. Our panel of meteorologists, comedy plus meteorology. That's how you become a meteorologist. You have a funny take on the weather, because the weather is funny business. This is your show about how much the weather sucks in Canada, and suck it does indeed. I'm here with some of our regular panelists, including Pete Galenko down there in Virginia Beach, including Joe Stover, who's working double shifts at the airport in Churchill, Manitoba. And we got Brandon Houck out in Brooks, Alberta. He'll have lots of storm stuff to talk about, because it's been really happening. And of course, the main attraction of the show himself, Frankie McDonald. This episode, if you're watching the YouTube version that I put out on Friday, you're not going to be able to see my face, because I'm having to use my laptop to do the show and using my camera to record what is a live stream for YouTube on the beautiful thunderstorm show that's trying to come in over the mountain out my window.
I want you to eat 50 hot dogs at once!
Frankie, the weatherman, how you doing so far, bud?
I'm doing great so far. It's cool outside in Sydney, Nova Scotia, as of right now, and it's been lots of thunderstorms all across Alberta. They had hail in Calgary and things like this. It's cooler air. It's going to bring thunderstorms in Montreal tomorrow. It's going to head towards a chance of thunder showers and showers on Friday night. Then it's going cooler air. It's going to reach Nova Scotia again on Saturday. And it's going to bring really hot air all the way down Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Missouri, New Mexico, Arizona, and Nevada and California, Utah and Colorado, Wyoming, and all these places. It's going to bring lots of thunderstorms all across somewhere in central states and things like that, so with large hail damage and winds and heavy downpours and things like this. It's been really rainy in Sydney, Australia. Sydney, Australia had a lot of floods lately. It was really bad. They're calling for more rain in New Zealand. As of right now, Indonesia's in the dry season. Right now, they're calling lots of rain all across northern Brazil and Venezuela and Central America. It's been thunderstorms and rain.
Here comes the story of the hurricane.
And Tropical Storm Bonnie's in the Pacific right now. It's cool outside. It was heavy rain in Sydney, Nova Scotia yesterday. Heavy rain downgraded to moderate rain downgraded. Light rain downgraded to drizzle downgraded to mist downgraded to dry and clear skies on Wednesday night in Sydney, Nova Scotia.
Have you had any real summer weather yet, Frankie?
As for, and they're calling lots of hot air in Europe and UK and things like this up around, you know, and lots of thunderstorms. They had hail in Europe, somewhere in France and Italy and things like this, causing the hailstones, breaking windshields of the cars and things like this. It's been chance of showers in Moscow and places like this. It's been lots of rain in Tokyo, Japan, and China, and Hong Kong, and all these places lately. They're bringing a lot of rain in Nigeria, Ghana, and all these places, causing all the tropical waves coming off the coast of Africa. As of right now, it's dark for 24 hours in Antarctica. There's southern lights like aurora down Antarctica. Right now, it's daylight 24 hours a day up in the Arctic. As of right now, and up around it's northern Chile, it's really, really dry right now, causing a lot of stormy weather in southern tip of Argentina and southern Chile, causing a lot of snow up in the mountains, rain in the coastal areas in Chile.
Frankie, have you been paying attention to the drought situation in Italy that's been going on lately?
It's really, really, really bad right now, causing drought in Italy right now, causing, and they have to water all the plants and things like this. They're causing a lot of fires in Siberia lately because it's so dry in Siberia, causing a lot of forest fires there right now. It's really bad fires going on right now up around places like in Prince Edward Island. It's cooler in Prince Edward Island too. In Canada, so is New Brunswick. In Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, it's going to bring lots of thunderstorms in New York City next week and all these places. In Colorado, it gets really, really hot in Colorado as of right now, causing humid air in Florida with a lot of rain, thunderstorms, and getting so much thunderstorms and rain in Florida lately. It's happening right now there.
And it's going to be happening all through tomorrow, especially. Looks to be very stormy from basically Florida, the Carolinas, up towards Illinois, then over to Kansas, up north into Saskatchewan. Very serious storms coming. So about the drought in Italy, Frankie,
really,
I think it's kind of
right now because of the blocking weather pattern going on in Italy, causing drought because of the blocking pattern over in Europe right now.
It's the Azores high pressure block, right? So it's prevented any moisture from coming into Italy. So by the time this drought is over, it may be a once in 500 year drought. I mean, Italy's not a rainy place to begin with. So when it's going through a once in 500 year drought, that's notable. Some of the lakes have the water so low. In one case, the lake is 85% below its normal height. Another case, the Po River, if you know about the Po River Valley, the Po River is so low that salt water has been able to rush in from the sea up to 15 kilometers up. So that's made it very difficult for farmers, obviously, water crops in the midst of this drought because the only water source is the river for irrigation. Well, now it's salt water. That's doing a lot of damage. So again, another place being really hammered by potential damage to food production. And what are the prices of food going to be like this time next year as this keeps happening? There was also a glacial collapse in the highest peak in Italy, and it killed a whole bunch of people. And it was 10 degrees during this heat wave at the top of this glacial, top of this glacier. So it broke a record there. And then subsequently after, a large piece of the glacier broke off and killed, I'm not sure how many are dead and how many are missing. I know at first there was 8 dead, but there's maybe up to 19 missing. So they're probably dead. I mean, a whole massacre of rock and sludge and ice and everything. What else, Frankie?
I need to hear about that. They're causing a lot of rain somewhere in Australia. It's really, really dry in northern Australia. It's wintertime there. It's causing a lot of snow in New Zealand. Temperatures are really, really, really cold in New Zealand as of right now. In Antarctica, it's dark for 24 hours right now. The next daylight takes place in South Pole Station. That'll be sometime in August.
For Imogen, he's just walked in to the show. Welcome to the show, Imogen. I've been live streaming out my window because thunderstorms are moving into Wells here on YouTube, and now I'm recording a show with you guys. So I'm live streaming also the recording of the show, and finally can see the line of rain coming in over my mountain here, so it's pretty sweet. What podcast have you been on this week, Frankie? What videos have you made?
The podcast I was on this week was the Gary. I just did a video recording video myself for the Gary and Dino show and things like this. And Sam took another week off of the Reckless Aries Radio. And I was on another podcast. I was on his the Ghetto Basement, Owen, and Compound Media related podcast as well.
Ooh, I just had a nice flash of lightning out my window, so it's here. So here we go. I'm trying to do many things. This is the first time I've ever tried. Today was the first time I've ever tried live streaming on my YouTube. Ooh, and almost immediate thunders. So it's across the lake somewhere. I just wanted to know if I could do it. And yeah, I can. And it's a lot. Sometimes I don't want to just have to record things on video, then put it on my computer, then edit it on my editing program, then get it up. And then by the time I upload to YouTube, an hour goes by, then it's not current. So this is kind of the first attempt to like live stream a thunderstorm as it's coming in.
Like, you can subscribe to Bass Guy on Patreon.
Well, that's good news.
So while we have you, Joe, talk to me about, because I know you're double shift and you're tired. So let's talk to Joe Stover up there in Churchill.
Oh, how's it going, Joey?
Good.
I'm going to start off. I mean, nobody asked me the question, but I'm going to answer the question as if it were asked. The question is, Joe, do you like summer? And my answer is unequivocally, no, 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 no. It's 9 o'clock at night here in Churchill. It's plus 19. There's no wind, which means that the giant horse flies, the mosquitoes, the no-see-ums are out. We're getting a whole bunch of smoke from the fires in the territories. And anybody that says that they like summer better than winter can blankety blank their blankety blank selves.
Wow, tell us what you really think there, Northerner Joe.
I don't like summer.
A lot of self-regulation right there.
I just hate it. If it wasn't for the bugs, I could bear it, but the bugs are nuts. They're nuts up in Churchill for about 6 weeks or so. So this is like, you know, we're almost at the end of week one. So, I mean, I guess we got 5 more weeks to go. But yeah, and the worst part of it all is that we don't even get the fun active weather parts of the summer that you guys get. Like I think we all remember last year, the big heat dome that affected all of us, including us here in northern Manitoba. And it got hot enough that normally it means that we get some fireworks at night when it cools down, except it didn't cool down. And that's exactly how it feels like. It's 19 degrees. It's 9 o'clock. Why is it 19 degrees? Summer blows. I'm sorry. It blows.
Yeah. Summer sucks.
Summer sucks.
I'm a winter person. I prefer the icy hellscape.
Yeah. Give me fall. Give me, spring's okay. I like spring. Winter is, you know, like, listen, I don't like the extremes either. Like minus 40 sucks. Plus 30 sucks. I just wish that it was plus 15 with a wind breezy enough to keep the bugs away, and I wouldn't complain a bit, but nothing ever goes my way.
The amount of insane rain we've had in Wells and thunderstorms lately, you know, the mosquitoes and the no-see-ums are just vicious right now, and I grew up in the swamps of Canadian Shield, Ontario, where it's hot and very buggy for long periods of time in the summer. You know, but it's the no-see-ums here. I just can't handle them. I like the mosquitoes. I can deal with that. I'm well trained to accept mosquitoes. Yeah. The no-see-ums, I can't leave my, because right now I want to hear the thunder that's going on out there, because I know I can see the storm is coming, but it's not here yet. I know it's thundering in there, but if I open the window now, the screen, the no-see-ums will just crawl right through.
Yeah.
And once they come in the house, they continue to hunt for you. They're not like black flies that would get in the house and go, oh, where am I? Look, a window, bounce, bounce, bounce off the window.
You're basically damned if you do and damned if you don't, right? Like, what would alleviate all of this would be being able to open a door and open a window. But you can't because the bugs come in. So when people talk about how much they love summer, pardon me if I gag and turn away as not to be rude. That's all.
Well, I'd love it all, to be honest, because I love what's coming in out my window right now that I'm live streaming on YouTube. I love the thunderstorms of summer. And of course, I like fighting fire, so I like when thunderstorms give me work and give me a purpose and a meaning in life. I also like when there's 18 feet of snow literally here in Wells. I mean, we have the most beautiful winters here, and they're usually not as cold here as you, even though it's winter for longer, it's not as cold here as you get on your side of the mountains. You know, we've had snaps that are cold, but it's not, I mean, winter is in many ways enjoyably moderate. And the more it's snowing, the warmer it is, right? So when it's snowing, it's -3, -6, -7, and it's dumping. That's awesome. Even 1 degrees, it'll be dumping snow at 1 degrees here.
And you can dress for it. The summer you can't dress for without getting into trouble.
You say the warmer it is, the more it's snowing?
That's true.
Well, until it gets too warm and that turns to rain. But because we're here in the mountains, what people in Quesnel might get as rain, we'll get as ridiculous precipitation because just above the surface here is air cold enough to
so bring some evaporation that makes more snow while it's in between.
It's the elevation.
What's the situation in Russia right now?
So if it's 5 degrees in Quesnel, it might be 0 degrees here and snowing, right?
Well, the situation in Russia, I don't know. It's not a lot has changed. It's a lot of the same old, unfortunately.
Fires burning in Siberia. So much forest fires burning in Siberia, Russia right now.
Let's take a moment and come back around to everybody. But we haven't, Brian Schmidt from Portland Weather Uncensored has just joined us. And that's great. But
many of us have served long Facebook jail sentences.
Also, Brandon Houck is chomping at the bit to talk about today's tornado in Alberta, this week's weather. Tomorrow's major storm. Saskatchewan's going to get destroyed tomorrow. It's going to be crazy. Brandon Houck, tell us the details.
Pretty good thunderstorm. Woo! Little flash lightning. Let's go! Big downpour! West of Brooks! Oh, this is great. Don't have to water the lawn again. Big time flashes of lightning. Now we can't see out the window. I'm getting the windows clean too while I'm at it. Wicked!
Yes, the details on this fairly active pattern we've been in over the last week here. And well, storms are going on right now as we speak, and supercells are spinning away as we speak. We were hoping we'd get a supercell in the backyard here at 7 o'clock, but the cap has been too strong. And I'll explain cap here. So cap is basically like shaking that pop bottle, and if you don't open it, nothing happens, and that's what's happening in this backyard so far. However, once you open it, things start to explode, and I have a feeling we might likely get some nocturnals here tonight around 10 o'clock-ish, so should be for a good light show tonight across much of southern Alberta as the storms continue to persist, and we'll get another round of storms again for tomorrow as well. We had a little cell go through here yesterday, and then on Tuesday, actually, we had a tornado touchdown at Alliance. It only lasted for about, say, 10 minutes, but it touched down just outside of town, about 5 kilometers away. And we also had another tornado touchdown in the area just outside of Coronation as well, kind of brief tornadoes. So we had some supercells earlier this week, as well as funnel clouds near Leduc as well, and Red Deer this week. So it's been quite a wild week. And then the situation today, we were in the high end at risk of severe thunderstorms right across much of the province. And these storms, even though they didn't form in this area yet, they have definitely produced all their expectations today, including a tornado touchdown near Bergen earlier today. That was right around 2:30, 3 o'clock, tornado touchdown. And it did some damage. At least 9 homes was significantly damaged. And we also had, I believe, another barn was damaged and a lot of trees were knocked down as well. So that one will likely get a higher EF rating compared to the other tornadoes that we had earlier this week. And we also had a tornado warning just on the west side of Calgary today. And that, sadly didn't produce a tornado, which was kind of a good thing, actually, because that rotation was heading right into the city just in time for the kickoff of the Calgary Stampede, the greatest outdoor show on earth there. So, yeah, they had a lot of people ducking for cover at the Stampede grounds earlier this evening. And the storms are still kicking away here. I'm just going to change the setting, the background setting here. If we remember how to do that. All right, background. And do that and do this. And we'll flip her around. Okay, so we've still got this storm here actually by Oyen. This was a pretty nasty cell that went through Oyen not too long ago and produced golf ball size hail. So they had significant hail damage in Oyen with golf ball size hail. So a lot of vehicles had their windows smashed. Siding was significantly damaged as well. And trees, branches knocked over as well. So that was this storm. It has weakened a little bit here. And we've got another pretty nasty cell. Let me see if I can pull it up here. If we can get Carvel. Radar, and where are we? We've ended up at Slave Lake first.
Oh boy! Big flash of lightning right here.
Big flash of lightning.
Boom!
Oh, oh shit, I heard that. Good job.
I should have had the camera facing out the window.
Boom! There goes the dynamite.
Good God! That stuck the mountain.
For some other severe thunderstorm cells, large hail can transfer over to heavy rain. Large hail can change over to heavy rain.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, that was,
it's been a while since we heard the thunder, so that was kind of a surprise bolt, too. I'm sitting quite close to the window, so I had the camera facing you, though, because I wanted everybody who's watching the live stream to see what you're pointing at today, and I missed what was so far the most exciting bolt of lightning this afternoon here.
Next time, get out there and fly a kite and get some exclusive footage so we can get some more views.
I've been dinged by lightning several times already, so I can give you the hard complete pass. Rundown on that maybe later in the show if you want to know. How many times has Joey been struck, jolted, or felt physically lightning, or felt the air and smelt the air change?
How many times has Joey been felt up by lightning?
not enough times.
Awesome. I like where this is going. I want to know your definition of dinged by lightning.
To be legally, scientifically struck by lightning, you don't have to be hit in the head, right?
Well, that's good.
As long as the energy, the electricity passes through you.
Fair.
So I haven't had the experience of being struck in the head. I've had a couple, one that was significant jolt, two more that I felt. A couple more that we had one here in 2011 that woke up the whole town. I was sitting on my porch at about midnight looking in the same direction that my camera on live stream is right now on the porch. And then we felt the air change. It was like, and I was sitting, there was three of us. And one of us went to say, do you feel that? And then before we knew it, the whole place lit up. It was like flash. It was an instantaneous bang flash. The power lines of the house seemed like fire and electricity went flying down all the power lines. The whole town went dark. So that was a case where I didn't get the jolt, but one of many times where I can recall a couple other times where one specifically where I felt the hair. I was watching the hair on my arms. I have this one mole and it's got thicker hair. And as I'm standing in a thunderstorm, I'll watch the hair on my arms going up and down. But when that mole hair starts going up, I'm like, uh-oh. And it was clear at Mom's house, and there was no – you can't really see out through the forest. The cat had gone up in the lean-to, climbed up. So I went up there on a ladder, got down, went to turn around to grab the ladder. I noticed my hair was standing on end. I was like, holy – I ran the house, got down, and like, I don't know, 45 seconds or a minute went by, and I started thinking like, oh, maybe – it's maybe I'm crazy. And then it was just like, boom, holy crap. It was much more exciting than the one we just had here.
You like that, Frankie? Cheesy about that.
And sometimes the hail can get biggest grapefruit somewhere in the States that can smash windshield even more.
So, Brandon, can you talk to us about tomorrow in Saskatchewan and going into the weekend?
Yes. So, Saskatchewan is going to get the severe weather tomorrow. I just have someone messaging me on a funnel cloud, but it's not a funnel cloud. It's a scud cloud. It's rising scud, and they're wanting to argue with me. So, anyways.
Awesome.
Well, they're wrong.
Brandon has a nemesis. Is this your new? Is this your new enemy?
Not an enemy.
What about the another kind of thing I never heard before? It's basketball-sized hail.
What about it, Brandon?
Basketball-sized hail.
How cool is that?
Oh no! I think I've been hit by a basketball before. It doesn't feel good. No.
Was that dodgeball? Were you playing dodgeball with basketballs?
No, I was playing basketball, and I guess I had my hands a little too low and hit me right in the nose.
I got my pinky is on this one hand is a little bit crooked. I don't know if you can see it. It's still a little bit screwed up from a dodgeball game. It was like snapped from dodgeball. Thrasher was the guy's nickname. He was like the star football player at Cox High School, Virginia Beach. I was the last one left in dodgeball because I was just not even trying to play. I was just standing in the corner. And he flung a fast one at me, and I tried to block it, and it snapped my pinky. And I went up to the – I was all, like, calm, and I went up to the gym teacher, and I was like, I need to go to the nurse. And she was like, are you sure? And I was like, look, like, my – because it was, like, literally, like, not 90 degrees, but it was, like –
it's broken.
Yeah, I was like, it's broken. I'm not crying, but believe me, I need to go. I ended up having it pins, two pins put in it.
So, that's Brandon, can you talk to us about Saskatchewan getting destroyed tomorrow?
Yes. So, tomorrow, Saskatchewan, much of the province, kind of the same deal as Alberta today, at risk for severe thunderstorms, potentials there for supercells capable of 110 kilometer an hour wind gusts, up to tennis ball size hail. That hurts as well if you get hit by one of those tennis ball size hailstones, and also the potential's there for a few isolated tornadoes. Kind of the same deal what we had today in Alberta is what they're going to be getting tomorrow in Saskatchewan. So another super cellier day. Woo!
And what about the hail size of the Earth?
It's an ice planet at that point. That's not hail.
I think it's orbiting around Saturn. So we got Brian Schmidt from Portland Weather Uncensored. We haven't had you on the show for a number of weeks, so I'm eager to find out from you what has been happening down on the west coast of the United States. If it's been any nicer than we've been seeing here. I know you've had a couple sunny days. We haven't had too many.
Yes, yes. Well, I was on vacation with the family in Central California, and it was 18 days. And it was cloudy for about maybe 8 hours for 18 days. We had clear skies the last 13 days. I didn't even see a high cloud. It was perfectly clear. Now, wide range in temperatures from...
Brian, are you sitting on the toilet right now? Because from that angle, it looks like you're sitting on the can.
Oh, it's just perfect. Oh, sorry. Light just went on.
Damn.
So it was a nice reprieve from the northwest weather. We finally dried out in Portland. I'm sure you felt it there, no Joe. Towards the end of June, it got up to about 31 in Canal, and we got up to about 37 Celsius here when I was in California. So most of the time in California, it was clear and right around 31, 32 average high temperature. Cool at night and very low humidity. Humidity was down to 5%. Humidity was in the single digits for about a week in the afternoon. So really comfortable heat down there. But right now, this low pressure that's been off the Pacific Northwest has been stalled. And that's what's feeding the difluence into Alberta and Saskatchewan. It's a perfect setup for, you know, the tornado alley to move all the way north of the American border. And of course, that normally happens in the middle of summer. So this is one of those summers where it's really exciting to live in the prairies of Alberta and Saskatchewan. Yeah, last year there was pretty much a ridgy situation in the west. This is a little more typical this year. It may lead to an earlier monsoon in the western United States that could flare up soon. So we'll see. It's definitely been an unsettled week. And the thunderstorms that you are getting right now, Joey, they were over the Columbia River in Oregon last night. So it took about 24 hours for those to move. Well, we're talking about the upper level winds. There's about a 60 or 70 knot jet streak that moved north from Oregon into southern British Columbia the last 24 hours. That's what's setting off your thunderstorms today.
And we had them last night, too. It was quite exciting. I took a drive. If I sit here and wait, I'm not going to catch the show. So I drove about 10 kilometers up. And the problem with the mountains here is it can make things a little confusing at times as to where the best place to go is. You know, one of the problems is if you leave the highway, because there's lots of nice places to go park up a mountain, I leave the highway to go drive 7 kilometers up a rough gravel logging road, and then the storm decides to move faster than me or change, it's not going where I think, or it's coalescing on a new mountaintop and just kind of reforming itself as it goes, you know. So it just, I had a feeling like I needed to be up there in that high spot. So I got to the top of Devil's Canyon, was looking west. My friend Andrew Hamilton pulled up and, you know, everything okay? He's like, yeah, I'm filming Storm. And then he like got out of his vehicle for a while and talked with me. And then the local cop, Mike, drove up and, hey, everything okay? Yeah, I'm filming Storm. Oh, right on. And, you know, and then finally the lightning came. It was a fantastic night show. And then I came back to Wells and we got a brief, another round around midnight.
Joey, only the Caribbee Weather Dude here, and I'm just at the top of Devil's Canyon outside of Wells, British Columbia, a place they call Stanley, and we got thunderstorm action going on.
Is it okay?
Taking storm video.
Excellent, I'll lead you to it.
Yeah. Filming thunderstorm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm glad everything's all right.
Yeah, sure is.
Okay,
have a good night. Oy. There it was. I just started getting this feeling like I should be in the truck more.
Boom!
There goes the dynamite!
3 kilometers. I'm in a very high place here. That's why I'm nervous about lightning striking. It's the top of the Devil's Canyon. It's the highest place around, so I kind of want to be in the truck. Because at least the metal of the truck will sort of protect me from the lightning and the grizzly bear that lives here. There we go. Try to time it to move between lightning flashes. There's not a whole lot of lightning here. So if you make your move in between strokes, your odds are better. Hey, I'm gonna have to get my cameras in out of the rain. But I'd like there to be a lightning strike first so that I can feel. I don't think the timing's good to get out of the truck. There it is.
Okay, guys, I'm going to do a video about the guy eating 50 hot dogs at once.
I want you to eat 50 hot dogs at once!
But the big story of them tends to be just the amount of rain that they've been dropping. So Prince George, I think it was Tuesday, got flooded out, or maybe it was Monday, got flooded out all the low places. And it just rained so much when the storm sort of stalled over top of town that a number of photos emerged of cars in depths of water kind of thing, you know, in low spots in the city. So storm drains backed up, not able to take the load. Here in Wells, having downbursts of rain that are significant at times, like coming down hard and having 2, 3, 4 times a day of that, half hour, hour or longer of significantly hard pounding rain. So water levels are up everywhere.
What's going to be like this fall winter coming up in Wells, British Columbia? And it's going to be a lot. I got a feeling it's going to be so much atmospheric river all across British Columbia this winter coming.
If this continues, then you'd have to think so, that like Brian said, the monsoon season on the U.S. coast there, I could imagine another big snow heavy winter. And we had a lot of snow here last winter, more snow than you've probably ever seen in your life, Frankie.
That means this winter coming, it's going to bring a big atmospheric river. It's going to bring so much rain in Vancouver. Last year, November and December, Washoe, Highway 5, Highway 7, Highway 3, Highway 1. Highway 99.
We've had some really bad fire seasons that have really damaged the ecology on us in the steep country. And by which, like when tree roots start all burning up, and then suddenly the topsoil is having a hard time clinging to the surface of the mountain. So you had these big landslides, and then you had places giving away, and on top of just the pure amount of rain, the damage from wildfires that has contributed to highways washing out and things too, right? So you put all that extra rain on top of that damaged terrain, and between Boston Bar and Lytton, I mean, you're going to have for years Highway 1 getting shut down in the canyon. In fact, now they've been doing it preemptively.
They had to rebuild the bridge on Highway 5. They had to call in the military to build a temporary bridge on Coquihalla Highway 5 because of the washed out bridge.
My stomach is upset.
I was just going to say, what weather would you prefer, Frankie? A blizzard or a thunderstorm?
I need to hear about that. Neither.
Neither. Right. Oh, come on. Now we lost.
Did you hear about that? Neither. Best answer ever.
Over in Russia, they're adding more sanctions over there right now. It's getting really worse in Russia. They ban McDonald's, they ban Nike, they ban a lot of stuff over in Russia.
They're taking away all their bad stuff. I mean, it sounds like things are getting better in Russia. The people are going to live longer with no McDonald's and yes. All that. So congratulations, Russia, on getting rid of McDonald's. I know Pete's unhappy, but that means more Big Macs for Pete.
I got something else to say. Russia's now, it just have state media over there. They're getting rid of a lot of independent media over in Russia because of the sanctions.
Yeah, you basically can't say anything. A lot of independent media is shut down in Russia because they're afraid of the penalty if they even accidentally get the ire. So, I mean, the lightning seems to have calmed down here in Wells, but I heard one rumble of thunder a minute ago, but it's still raining pretty hard now. So
we are very spoiled in North America, being able to have beef, bread, and potatoes, and even if it's just a little bit of tomato and stuff like that, that's an upgrade from what a lot of people are.
A lot of people would be very lucky to have a banana chocolate chip muffin for supper, so I'm thankful.
Gotta be grateful for what we got.
Russia's starting their own chain of fast foods.
That's why 39% of America is obese, because we have so many choices.
Or maybe just so many people willing to make those choices.
A lot of people just can't afford all that, and we got a lot. Our climate and environment allows us to produce more produce and cattle and livestock and allows us to have an economy where people can afford that stuff. Some places, like a lot of India, a lot of the dishes are vegetarian, not just because they're like being vegetarian, but because it's more economical and that sort of thing. So
we've been 40 minutes into recording here, and I still haven't really said hi to Imogen yet and asked her about Victoria's experience of this sort of bland summer.
Bland is the word for it. It's incredibly gray, damp, and forgettable. We had a couple of hot days recently. A couple of days ago, we actually had about 10 minutes of bright, glaring sunshine where it was roasting hot. Everyone was stripping their sweaters and jackets off and leaving their boots behind. And then all of a sudden, it started pouring. It was awful. I actually loved it. But most people were complaining, crying, and whining, and making a whole lot of noise about it because it was pretty intense. It was. It's about that. That's what it's like here. It's like living in a sink sponge. Everything's damp. It's hippie infested, so wet hippies always smell terrible. And that's what Victoria is like. That's what the summer has been like. It's delightful.
My poor cat is sitting on the window, and there's a mosquito on his nose that is. Oh, it just flew. It was absolutely full of the poor kitty's blood. So now I know. Now I know where to scratch on Meowie when he comes in. He's just sitting on the windowsill outside. It's raining out there, but it's not raining on the windowsill. Wonderfully, I found the orange cat whom him and he were, I presumed he hated them because they were not very friendly to each other every time we bumped into the orange cat. Now I find Meowie sneaking on off to Island Mountain Arts up the street, sitting on their deck, and then sometimes the orange cat sitting not too close, but sitting there with them, laying as they watch the towns. So they have a meeting place now they go to, their little kitty friends.
Is it every kitty? They do. Cats have meetings. They're very well organized. That's how they plan on taking over. They're planning human demise because they are organized. They have these town hall meetings, and it changes locations. Just pay attention to what they do at the same time of day. Start learning their patterns, and you will not be blindsided by a team of bloodthirsty cats.
Well, I'm really hoping they get it over with sooner than later, because humans are a detriment to the planet, obviously.
Oh, if cats have the power, they will be too. They're aggressive people.
Yeah, but are they going to destroy nature?
Yes.
You gave me a great idea with the smelly hippies.
Yep.
You got your own product line and stuff like that. There's a lot of people that are competitive in the scented candle market. I think doing a scented candle that it's smelly hippie scented, that is like a combo of
patchouli and sweat,
swamp butt and weed, and sell that as a gag gift. I can make Wallace doing that. I think that might be a money maker right there.
Is a novelty thing smelly hippie, damp hippie? Oh God, rancid dreadlock. There's a built-in line right there of just hippie funk.
I have a new product I want to market that I think is going to make me millions of dollars until people figure out what I'm selling. But I want to sell essential urushiol oils.
Elaborate.
You don't know what urushiol oil is. So this is why it will work, because I'll be like, you have to try essential urushiol oils. And I'll go on about all the benefits, about how awesome urushiol oils are for you, and how it will draw the poisons out of you, and it will help bring the toxins in you to the surface. Well, what urushiol oil is the main ingredient of poison ivy. But I think I could sell this like a snake oil salesman and convince new age people.
You could do that. That'd be mean.
And then I could make money and laugh at the same time. Laugh all the way to the bank.
Yes.
You could, but that one's just mean.
I think you mean
awesome.
If I keep
telling everybody about it, chances are. But then again, new age people don't watch what I have to say too much, because I think I'm a sheeple.
New age people think that?
Yeah. And conservatives. And they're becoming closer, these two parties. All
I always think goes full circle.
That the Green Party was actually a conservative party in disguise.
They the ultimate end result of full blown communism is mafia capitalism, but then you go back right at square one, it all goes full circle. And same with the all sorts of different philosophies, it all comes back to the same thing. If you go far enough in one direction or the other,
it all comes back to the same thing. Cats need to take over the world and stop the madness.
The first thing they do is eat our eyeballs.
Good. Oh, who do you got there, Frankie?
Ben on the street.
Hi, random guy.
Hi. Nice to see you again, buddy.
Hey, man, welcome to the Meteorological Report. It's our radio show.
Guess what Frankie just dragged you into?
He's already gone.
Oh, yeah.
He's on his way to get A&W because it's that time of night in Stonerland, Sydney, Nova Scotia.
And did you hear about that? Do you remember that TV show? A long time ago, back in, they had those twisters back in the 1990s, like a twister documentary causing large hail, things like this.
All right, now, are you talking about the documentary where we saw a cow get picked up and thrown around by a tornado?
Like a documentary on this National Geographic Discovery Channel talking about tornadoes and intense thunderstorms and things like this.
I love that kind of stuff. How romantic.
And did you hear about that? And did you hear about that? Over in Russia, they're restricting a lot of American movies over in Russia because of sanctions.
Well, have you ever watched Russian movies?
No. They're restricting Russian movies because of sanctions.
It's like every one of them is like a David Cronenberg film or something.
Oh, yeah. Russian art is fantastic.
Well, because they can't actually say anything. So they have to, like, make you imagine yourself or something weird, you know? They can't comment on society in any way in their movie. So they have to, like, go down to weird... you know, I'm talking about, like, Soviet-era movies especially that I watched, right? They had to go down these weird pathways of exploration and darks and depthness. And maybe somewhere in there was, you know, you could get past the political censors and make art.
Sounds like an allegory for a... never mind.
Well, and it's in that way that, say, Tai Chi became Tai Chi, right? You couldn't openly train in martial arts, but you could train in dancing. So these, you know, that there's similar things in, throughout history. When repression comes down, people find another way to express themselves.
Yeah.
Okay, who's got something funny?
Other than your face?
Hey, come on. My face isn't funny. It's pathetic.
And what about monster trucks driving down a public street? Like a monster truck's driving down a public street. Somebody could get in a lot of trouble in Canada. Driver can get a lot of trouble in Canada when they're driving a monster truck down the street.
Yes, they could. You ever hear about the story in Colorado of, what do they call it? The guy that he baited, the killdozer, where he made like a bulldozer type vehicle. Yeah, he got back at the city council. He didn't kill anybody or hurt anybody, but he burned down a whole bunch of buildings.
Property damage. It was beautiful. As far as public protest goes,
a legend out there.
This I'm looking at the updated lightning maps right now, 7:47 p.m. here in Wells, Thursday the 7th of July. And it's like it doesn't want to come. It's like nothing's really moved a whole lot in the last 2 hours, you know, so it's still out there. We just had moments of rain, moments of thunder. Maybe what's happening is these sort of popcorn cells are, they come, they're a storm for a bit, then they sort of disappear until they recoalesce on the next mountain peak or something, you know, and it never really seems like anything's moving. It's just sort of staying in one location and changing
itself.
So that's been going on. Yeah, we've had 3-4 hours of thunder in the area nearby. Nothing too close to town except for that one strike that we had right here on the show. That was cool, eh? Frank, you got any weather jokes this week?
Oh my, I need your hair about that. It's like, I need your the weather joke is, and a hailstorm goes sideways somewhere out west. And take hail like snow. That means they call it hail plows. When they plow hail, they use snow plows to plow hail.
That's right. Have you even seen that here in Wells? Full foot of hail on the ground almost.
They have to get the snow plow the hail.
Plowing the hail. Any weather jokes, Brandon? You've always got the best weather jokes.
Okay. So what happened to the cow as it was lifted into the tornado?
They got moved.
It moved?
Utter disaster.
Ah.
I thought moved was a pretty quick response on my half. Maybe if I take it a little longer to think about it, I would have come up with utterly disastrous.
I thought he was going to make a crack about a milkshake.
Do you ever get so frustrated with the weather in Canada that you don't even want a blizzard from Dairy Queen?
Oh, there was a flash of lightning.
See, that I like where he was going with this.
Yeah, well, you should have seen that bolt.
Just wondering.
Here comes the thunder.
and boom goes the dynamite.
Boom! There goes the dynamite!
Boom.
Yeah. What Meowie wants in from that one. He's like, nope. That shook the walls. I don't want to be outside. How do you prevent a summer cold?
Catching it in the winter.
That's right. How do hurricanes see? With one eye.
Brennan pops in just for that.
What does a cloud wear under his raincoat? Underwear.
Do you know how when the after the bang and the there's the crash with lightning and the quicker it is, the closer the lightning is. You know what that has in common with the reason why Joey's wife left him? The bang and crash too quick. I'm sorry.
Like, where you were going with that? It just needed a little bit more formula.
That was just me. No, I apologize.
No, you know what? I would have taken in the direction of Joey's mom or my mom, because let's face it, my mom's it's fitting. But Joey's mom is just a pot shot.
Hey, so what's the difference between weather and climate?
I give up.
Right, climate weather,
is
a,
weather is a short term. Climate is a long term.
Ah, you can't weather a tree, but you can climb it.
That took teamwork to put that joke together.
So what did the tornado say to the other tornado?
I don't know, Brandon.
You turned me on. That's what it says.
Wow, Brandon hinted at a dirty joke. I'm impressed. Kind of hot. There you go. Our ginger gem has it in him.
Yeah, sometimes they do. Especially when it's humid. The humidity out here.
Falls, but never hits the ground. The temperature. But I heard Humpty Dumpty had a great summer, but he had a horrible fall.
I'm still fascinated. Why is the sun so smart?
It has over 5,000 degrees.
That took me too long.
Wow. Why do bananas put on sunscreen before they go to the beach?
So they don't peel.
Yeah, that's right. They easily peel. why did the lightning get into trouble? Because it didn't know how to conduct itself.
Mm-hmm. Where do lightning go on dates?
I don't know.
In cloud nine.
Oh.
I like this direction that Brandon's going.
If an orchestra is playing in a thunderstorm, who's most likely to get struck by lightning? The conductor.
So you get people on golf courses and things like this, and people by the trees.
All right. No one's got another joke. I'm just full of too many bad ones.
There's a bad one, but I can't say that on the radio, no.
Oh, yeah.
Put it in the comments or in the chat. Throw in the chat, Brandon.
All right.
I can't picture you actually finding anything on the internet that you would not be okay with saying. I mean, the internet's a disgusting place, but you're so clean. I'm pretty sure that you are the reason for Net Nanny. You made it.
Where do snowmen keep their money?
Snowbank.
I'm really curious to see Brandon's dirty joke.
In Jeezy's attic. Young Jeezy's attic.
So those are some of my bad jokes. Finally, looks like our thunderstorm's trying to get here. It's starting to rain again. Strange situation it's been here where it just hasn't really been a thunderstorm, but it hasn't really stopped thunderstorming. It's... I don't know what it wants to be.
Brandon, that's solid. Brandon just put an actual dirty joke in the chat that absolutely no one on the radio or the YouTube will be able to see, and I am impressed. Good job, Brandon.
I didn't know Brandon knew about those kinds of things.
Brandon's
been corrupted over the past few weeks.
So I guess we're at the end of the recording time for the show. Frankie McDonald, how does everyone find you on the world of the internet?
My Twitter's @FrankieMcD. My Facebook is Frankie McDonald. My Facebook with a blue public figure with blue check mark is Frankie McDonald with a blue check mark. My Instagram is FrankieMacD1984. My TikTok is FrankieMacDonald1984. My Clapper is FrankieMacDonald1984. My Twitch is FrankieMacDonald1984. My Snapchat is FrankieMacDon. And my LinkedIn is FrankieMacDonald. And my YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves.
Nice. Always good to talk to you, Frankie McDonald. Thanks for coming on the show. This is the Comedy Logical Report. I'm Joey Olney. You've been hearing us on C4 88.7 FM in Prince George. You've been hearing us on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Here with our panel of comedurologists, comedy plus meteorology equals comedurology. Head comedurologist Brennan Houck in Brooks, Alberta, reporting on tornadoes this week. We had Joe Stover checking briefly from Churchill, Manitoba, who's double shifting at the airport, pumping gas into airplanes. We had Pete Galenko there down in Virginia Beach talking with us. Then we had Imogen Cookie Bailey in Victoria checking in once again like she always does. Imogen, any last words on the status of your Maxim CoverGirl pursuits?
As of 7 o'clock tonight, they made the cuts for top 10. And earlier today, I actually got bumped down to 5th place. So I'm currently in 5th place. Next round of cuts will be top 5. And there is no way I'm not going to be in top 5. Just because I know how these competitions go. And I'm promoting the hell out of it. I hope that's an okay swear, Joey. To vote for me, I've got a splash page on my personal website, which is www.imogen.in, imogen.in. Vote for me for Maxim CoverGirl. Next round of cuts will be this day next week, I believe. So bring it on.
Well, I really hope that happens for you. I think you're an excellent candidate for Maxim CoverGirl, most definitely.
Thank you. A lot of fun. It's a lot of fun putting together more imagery. I've got a couple more photo shoots lined up that's specifically for this competition. I've got more imagery coming down the pipeline from other stuff that I did just last week. I'm just getting it signed off, and then I can actually post some new shots, which is super cool, as well as I'm going to be doing some magazine work later this summer as well. All artsy type stuff. So nothing fun, you heavy breathing perverts, but definitely more of the artistic fashion focus type stuff. So yay, yeah, keeping busy. Studio time's always good.
Art, that's great. Keep doing the art.
What's the only thing harder than those heavy breathing perverts with browsing images page and hail? The only thing harder is to top Frankie Swag and get your Frankie McDonald merch.
I love it. I love that you're such a huge Frankie fan with like all the bobbleheads. That is.
Oh, gotta have
that stuff again, Pete. Do you have a any stories about your Frankie dolls before we go?
You call them dolls?
An action figure.
These literally action figures. Way back when Frankie first announced that he was talking about doing dolls and stuffed animals as well. However, these action figures, bobbleheads, though I got the book here and I got the shirts, but I didn't get the Get Your Chinese shirt, the new shirt, and I need to find me some of those old OG bobbleheads that came before the talking bobbleheads to complete my collection. Gotta have it all.
You gotta get the OG bobblehead. Well, this is the Comedurological Report. I'm Joey Olney. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Hopefully there's a next week. Until then, take care, everybody. Bye now.
Frankie, the weatherman. Frankie, the weatherman.
Who?
Frankie.
Ladies and gentlemen!